stay. So find your meditation position, either cross leg on the floor or you sit on your chair with your feet flat on the ground and your back straight. And you turn your palms up and you rest the back of your hands on your lap. Lengthen spine, relax shoulders, relax face. Relax your mouth, relax your tongue. Keep eyes closed and relaxed. I want you to forget everything. Forget everything. Forget your past. Forget your name. Forget who you think you are. Forget what you like. Forget what you dislike. Forget your preferences and your aversions. Why? Because then you don't judge when you are an empty vessel. You don't judge when you don't judge. You don't create unnecessary or unpleasant emotions. Forget everything. You don't need anything. You don't want anything. You don't expect anything. Forget everything. That's how you can be present here and now. You just be. You're simply alive and present. And now zoom out. Zoom out from your body. Zoom out from your mind. Create a distance between you, the observer, the silent witness, the soul, consciousness. Create a distance between you and your vessel, the body, and your instrument, the mind. Zoom out, further away. Like a spaceship that leaves planet Earth and flies out into space. And from outer space, planet Earth looks beautiful. You can't see any of the suffering, any of the damage, any of the fighting. It's just peaceful and beautiful from a distance. Zoom out. Zoom out. Look at your body. Look at your mind from a distance. It's your body. It's your mind. You are the master. You are the soul. Body and mind are your instruments. You're not your body's story. You're not your mind's beliefs. You're the silent witness to all of that. It's your body, your mind, so you can't be that. You're the silent witness, unchanging, ever balanced, immortal. Not subject to change, not subject to beginnings, not subject to endings. You just are immortal, unlimited. You're the silent witness observing the nature of life, which is change. And you observe that in your body, you observe that in your mind from a distance. Do not engage in a dialogue with your mind. Just observe as the silent witness. When a thought comes up, do not engage with the thought. Do not enter into a dialogue with the thought. If you give a thought attention, that's food for the thought. Your attention. You're entering into a dialogue with a thought. Makes the thought grow. And it can grow into an emotion, it can grow into a big problem, it can grow into suffering. So do not engage. Do not judge, do not label. Just observe it, how it comes, observe it, how it goes. Do not engage. Do not attach to a thought. Do not cling to a thought. Imagine like your mind is like a highway where cars race by. Your mind is the highway and the cars are your thoughts. You are the silent observer standing at the side of the highway, observing the cars racing by. Sometimes it happens that by mistake you jump into a car. You enter by mistake into a dialogue with a thought. As soon as you notice that you jumped into a car, jump out. Let that thought go and stand again just at the side as a silent witness. Do not judge the cars. I like that. I don't like that. Just let them drive by. If you notice that you jumped into a car, that you started to engage with a thought, started to label it, started to judge it, jump out. Become the silent observer again. And slowly come back. Bring the palms of your hands together, start rubbing. Bring your hands on your closed eyes, bow your head down. Open eyes, come back. Perfect. All right. How you feel? Obviously, when you practice that alone, you can sit as long as you want, right? And if you really do not have time, or you don't find a better excuse, not to sit down and close your eyes and do nothing for 10 minutes. You know what you can do in daily life. If you don't have the time to sit down, you can practice to discipline your mind also. You can imagine that whatever you are doing, right, that in every moment, that you are the first moment in this human body, right? That is the same principle as when I tell you forget everything, right? Because your mind is full of beliefs and values and ideas how life should be, how others should be, how you should be, how things should go, right? Life doesn't care much about that, right? And all that, right? When life doesn't happen as your mind wants it, when other people don't treat you as your mind wants it, that creates problems, that creates unpleasant emotions. So if you forget everything, then you don't judge, right? And then everything is okay, like when you were a little kid. This is why you can imagine, right? During the day, let's say you're cutting vegetables, you're cooking, you cut vegetables. Usually your mind does whatever it wants. It goes to the past, goes to the future. It just creates random emotions and you stand there like a victim and allow these emotions to overtake you. No. So you focus on this idea that while you're cutting your vegetables, it's the first time, you entered this body. Imagine, like imagine you're coming from outer space and the first time you end up in this body, it's the first time you experience five senses. It's the first time you're seeing this vegetable. It's the first time you're holding a knife. It's the first time you experience the sensation of cutting through vegetables, right? You can do that with all your daily chores, you know, when you brush your teeth, imagine it's the very first time you're brushing your teeth. You don't know anything about it. You have no likes or dislikes. You know, you have no opinion about this. You don't even know how it is. Imagine the first time you feel it. So you're doing everything you do with such a curiosity that you are never going to experience boredom anymore, right? Because you do it like as if it was the very, very first time. Every sensation is new. Every sound is new. Every smell is new. Everything you see is new. Everything your body experiences is new, right? So imagine, right? While you do your daily things, that is the first time you sit on your computer, feel your fingertips on the keyboard. Wow, it's the first time I'm typing on a keyboard. Look at this. Wow, the letters I'm typing appearing magically on the screen. Be like a little kid. Be curious. Be empty, right? Imagine that everything you do is the first time. Imagine the first time listening to music. Wow, you listen every single note. You hear the rhythm. You hear every single instrument. It's amazing. Right? This is how you make life interesting. This is how you become again curious. This is how you are free of unpleasant emotions because you know you don't judge and it's exciting. And even if you do the same thing every single day, it never gets boring. So that's a good practice. How you can integrate this concentration, meditation, being present, mindful, into your daily life. Imagine it's the first time in this human body. Maybe, you know, imagine like until a moment before you were a dog, you were a flower, you were a tree, and now somebody threw you into this human body. Wow, I can see like a human, listen, hear like a human, touch, feel like a human, smell like a human. It's all different. It's exciting, right? Everything is new and no judgment. No judgment, no negative emotions. Everything's exciting. All right, play around with that, and I'll see you again.